from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
Give me the meat.
Together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Boy. Yeah, yay, baby.
What's up?
What's up? You dry snitching on me, man.
What are you talking about?
You look like Nicholas Bradford, and I come in with the tank top on because the cleaners were closed, and you run around the office just snitching on me. Look!
I didn't.
Look! That hurt me, Steiny. That did hurt me. Spadoni gave me love, and Evan, I'm still deciding what.
Who's Nicholas Bradford?
From Eight Is Enough. The kid on. That's what he would wear with the collared shirt and the sweater around it. Yeah.
All right. Check out the YouTube.
It's just the tank top. Come on.
The system of the show.
You know what? That's not. I mean, that's not a tank top that you're wearing.
But Evan was at the sleeveless bar last Friday. He said, "Goo, the goon's looking good." So I felt like I just thought I got it tucked in too.
According to Steiny, that's a dress shirt.
Because that shirt you
Evan's
had
on today early.
That was this almost, Steiny. But anyway, I miss you, man. Let's do it.
You miss me. For what?
Well, I'll miss you after the show. We thought we had plans,
well, it's
but
Wednesday.
Evan and I.
Yeah. Wednesday. Oh, boy, man. I mean.
Where do you start?
All right, let's. Here we go. Here's where I'll start it, Goo. Warriors off season. Chris Paul goes to the Spurs. Klay Thompson to Dallas. Warriors acquired DeAnthony Melton. They acquire Kyle Anderson from Minnesota, and it looks like they're going to acquire Buddy Hield. Buddy Hield.
There you go.
So, John Sally. The other thing that happened today is a couple stories have dropped, one in The Athletic, one on ESPN.com, and there are some nuggets and details about this Klay Thompson situation with the Warriors that... They're interesting.
I'm shocked.
They're interesting. Go ahead, Goo.
I'll just say this because, you know, we love this medium that is radio and the forum that we have where people call and we think we know what's going on, but it's not even about being right or wrong. It's people sharing their opinion. You and I do the same. Evan Spadoni, catch him at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday. You catch him tomorrow with Evan. Now, I'll say this. I can't believe an icon like Joe Lacob. Because this is what stood out to me. We talked about why wouldn't Klay set up a dinner like Dre did and talk to his boss. Well, Steiny, we find out in this Ramona Shelbourne piece on ESPN, Lacob invited him golfing in Los Angeles
in May,
and they say those are where deals are made. But they didn't even talk about it. And I would just ask the great Joe Lacob, who I got a picture of him, you, me, him, and Ritter on the phone. That had to be mental torture for Klay Thompson, for Joe Lacob not even to bring up that subject. Then, before I throw it back, I don't know if I'm mad at Klay for letting that ride. Why wouldn't you bring it up? It's your tenure. It's your future. And maybe nothing comes out of that. But how do you go to sleep letting stuff fester and subject matters not get broached? I've learned, Steiny, I don't get the answers to some things going on in my life, but I feel better knowing that I brought them up and I got it out. That stuff causes stress. So one, Lacob, how could you, and maybe you didn't know you were doing it. Why would you set up a golfing date with Klay and not bring up his future? And then Klay, why would you leave that golf course without bringing up your future once you realize the big boss is not going to bring it up? So I'm perplexed.
Honest to goodness, if I'm Klay, I don't know that I bring it up. I'm invited down there by Joe Lacob to the Riviera Country Club, and you play golf. You play golf. I mean, again, Lacob invites Klay. I mean, Klay had to figure something was going to happen, at least a discussion.
No doubt.
And according to two stories, Ramona Shelburne and ESPN, actually, I'm not sure if Amick had this particular nugget, but they didn't talk about the contract or his future with the Warriors. They just played golf. I think that's weird. I do think it's weird.
Okay. All right.
And I'm trying to put myself in Klay's spot, and I don't know if on the 15th hole I say, Joe, can we address the elephant in the room or no?
They're right on the table, brought to you by Etco.
But I could see why he didn't or he wouldn't.
Okay, why?
Because
now pride feels like it's going too far. It's one thing to tell your comrades, Steph and Dre, don't speak for me. But Norm Johnson told me, son, you got to be your biggest own salesman. So why would Klay just... Like, I'm perplexed by both of them.
I'm just telling you.
Wow.
I think it's far more unusual or weird, if you will, that Lacob didn't bring it up. And I can see how Klay maybe is playing, kind of waiting.
Oh, that's torture.
Nothing happens.
That's
now
torture.
It's 13, 14, 15.
That's torture.
Honest to goodness, I'm not sure I would have. I'd like to think I might have said, hey, Joe, what's going on? But in a way, I know this is going to sound crazy, but I'm a guest of Lacob's at this country club. He invited me there. So why didn't he broach the subject? I don't know.
How about this?
Both of them are a little bit... Maybe both of them are a little bit weird, a little bit different, a little bit quirky, a little bit their own guy. I don't know.
But when you talk about a 13-year run, a homegrown player, a four-time champ in Klay Thompson helped build you, this dynasty, that may pass wherever you decide it's at right now. How can you not have, again, I'm going to Joe Lacob just as a boss, how can you not have closure? And if I'm Klay Thompson right now, Steiny, I'm on the first thing smoking, which he was, to Dallas, because I thought we really had a relationship worthy of at least wrapping it up and looking each other in the face saying, okay, you know what? It was a great... It feels like Klay was just left for dead. And you're telling me we talked to Monty and everybody this week that's reporting it. We don't even know if there was a contract offer on the board for Klay outside of that 2-for-48 to start. So imagine how Klay Thompson felt. Wow.
Yeah. Yes, so a lot of these details are coming out about Klay Thompson, and the one that stuck out to me was, Joe Lacob and Klay Thompson went golfing in May, and his future or his contract did not come up. Neither of them broached the subject.
Go ahead.
Well, the other thing is, according to this story also, Joe Lacob, over the course of the season, kind of kept his distance from Clay. That Clay didn't really see Lacob a lot, or Lacob may have tried to avoid Clay, or just didn't want to get into it with Clay during the season. And so Clay is in Dallas. There also some really good insight about the Lakers situation. The bottom line is the Warriors did not want D'Angelo Russell back in a sign-and-trade with the Lakers. They just did not want...
And they didn't want to lose Kuminga. So I get both of those.
Apparently. But I totally see now why Clay wants to go to Dallas.
If this were a movie, I would feel... I'm hurt because Clay's gone. I think all of Dub Nation is, Steiny. Even if he felt like, you know, his best days are behind him, the bottom line is he deserved more Rodney Dangerfield. I believe he deserved more respect from the organization. And I don't know, again, Joe Lacob's a killer, Steiny. What part of the playbook is, Clay, come down here and golf, and Clay's thinking and telling pops and moms and whoever, his brother, I'm about to go chop it up about my future. And you know what? I may not be a Warrior, but we're going to talk about it. I'm blown away.
Actually, in the Ramona Shelburne piece, this is from the Xfinity Mobile text line, nobody's trying to talk about work on the golf course. I mean, that's a true and not true statement.
I thought the old adage is, that's where some of the biggest business deals are closed.
That's what I understand. I don't think there's a hard, fast rule one way or the other about that. But Ramona Shelburne had a line in the story that Lacob doesn't like to talk business during golf. Now, I don't know if it was kind of a tongue-in-cheek or Clay found out that Joe Lacob doesn't like to talk about work during a round of golf. I don't know.
Okay, well, what about when you're done and you go have drinks in the club?
Lacob doesn't drink.
Oh. Well, you eat. Have a chicken Caesar salad. Extra cheese.
Diet Pepsi.
Yeah. That's got a lot of aspartame in it. That could kill you. That's not good, diet soda.
Well, that's what I've heard. Are you the one that turned me on to the diet soda is worse for you than regular soda?
No, I'm the guy that says diet soda is bad, but drinks a 20-ounce Red Bull. Go figure. Man, that bothers me. And then on Draymond. I'm in the bed last night.
Hold on.
Yeah, before no covers.
Before we get to Draymond.
Right, let me slow down.
Because he, as producer Evan Giddings said, you know, you read these stories and Draymond's name just keeps popping up.
You got his cadence down, too. I'm pretty good, Evan. I'm going to give you a two.
Here's the one thing. It would have been
a four if he came out later.
I noticed Sam Amick, when he was writing about the 2 years, $48 million, he even said, Clay may have been offered 2 years, $48 million. So Sam Amick saying that, to me, means maybe Amick never got confirmed that offer. So for the sake of argument, let's say that was an offer last offseason. What's clear is the Warriors did not put one contract offer in front of Klay Thompson, according to these stories. And Klay Thompson and his representative, over the course of a season, apparently put together four contract ideas. And every single time, Lacob said, not now. Thanks. We're going to table it. This, that, and the other thing. Including, I think, Evan, help me out. One of the deals at the end, he said 2 for $40 million.
Clay, could you believe
Clay
that?
Clay said 2 for $40 million, and the Warriors still said,
we'll get back to you.
Yeah, we got to do stuff first.
Well, that's what makes the golf round, I think, so interesting, is because it sounded like, from the piece, there had been multiple offers from Clay's camp to the Warriors, but there had been no counter offer from Golden State. And so, like you said, Goo, that's the elephant in the room.
Wow.
Like, why hasn't there even been a counteroffer?
But
they just kept telling him to wait.
Evan, you're a college grad. I think you know the answer. And the message was sent. It was a rough type of message. The way that didn't happen or manifest, because it feels like Lacob didn't want it to.
No, exactly. I completely agree.
You talk about
the bottom line is, if you read these stories, You come to the obvious conclusion. The Warriors didn't want him back.
Yes, wow.
They didn't want him back unless it was
a real low number.
A real low number. 888-957-9570 is the number. Some real interesting details in a couple of these stories about what happened with Klay Thompson and why he ended up in Dallas. Plain and simple.
And, you know, something else that jumped out at me, Stani, and people don't want to hear, but it happened, so I'm not going to fake kick it and act like it didn't go down. But reading that story, Draymond and Klay wanted to get paid after the 2022 championship, yep. And the guys that got paid, I think that jealous, the disease of me was in the Warriors locker room like never before, and we didn't know it. And now Draymond punching Jordan Poole, I feel like I know why he got hit, because Dre was worried about his chicken, not rightfully so, but to the degree of, I feel like there was a little envy that he knew Poole was about to get broken off, who got broken off after he got hit. But Stani, this thing is crazy.
So the Warriors win the title in 2022, and apparently, again, according to Ramona Shelburne, Klay Thompson and Draymond Green both.
Wow.
Both wanted extensions the year after, or the offseason after their championship. The Warriors, at that point, re-signed Jordan Poole, who they didn't have to. He could have become a restricted free agent the following year, but they did. And they extended Andrew Wiggins, who also didn't have to be extended at the time. And I guess now, looking back at it, that was a problem, not just for Klay, but for Draymond Green. And I kind of understand it. I'm not saying I agree with him.
Okay.
But the Warriors just won their fourth title. Okay? Jordan Poole is eligible for an extension. They don't have to give him one. It's just like Kuminga this year. They didn't have to. They chose to. They did it. Andrew Wiggins had one more year left on his deal. They did not have to extend him. They did. They did for 4 years. And so apparently at that point, Klay and Draymond were at least disappointed because they wanted extensions that offseason.
But they were further down the road in line. They weren't up. Even though Wiggins and Poole.
Neither were they closer
than they were, Steiny.
Yeah,
they were a year closer
Who has four rings and who doesn't?
If that's what we're doing, I know you're not saying you're being an advocate
I am.
But I couldn't imagine working somewhere and watching one of my counterparts get broken off.
Exactly.
And I insert, what about me? What about me?
Welcome to the NBA. But again, I do think, and like when I'm relaying these stories, I'm not taking a side on anything. But yes, looking back at it, they didn't have to extend either Wiggins or Poole. They did both at the same time that Klay and Draymond wanted extensions. So they had to wait. That sets up whatever. Disappointment, tough feelings. Then they play the year where they lost to the Lakers in six games.
How the hell did they even get to the playoffs with all the stuff going on behind the scenes? Yeah. Ken, do you have a problem? I know you're a wordsmith. Evan Spadoni, you let me know. Looking back on it now, you talk about iconic Dre and Klay and what they've done to help build this dynasty. My goodness, it's incredible. But Issa Rae, she's an actor. She had a great show on HBO, Insecure. Wow. And I think Dre and both Klay were both insecure when they should have known, let's be happy for Wig and Pool. It ain't going to dry up. And you got to always fall back on what we mean to this team.
It did dry up for Klay.
Well, that's a different story because he almost gets a license to be insecure because he's watching Jordan Poole take off, who could be his possible replacement. But Draymond, this is the one that's shocking. Nobody was taking your gig.
So they play the year out, and the Warriors win 44 games and lose in the second round to the Lakers. And if you remember what happened then, Steve Kerr started talking about how they needed Draymond Green if they were going to maintain a high level of play. Also in the story from Ramona Shelburne was after the Lakers loss, that some members of the Warrior front office wanted to start to dismantle. Ooh. They wanted to start to retool, and obviously Draymond Green was part of it because he had opted out of his contract. According to the story, Steve Kerr fought hard to keep this team together, and that's why, a big reason why they re-signed Draymond Green. And it's, to me, it does make a little bit of sense that they might have been ready to move off Draymond. Draymond sensed it. Kerr went to bat for Draymond, and then Draymond drove down to Lacob's house and sold him on it. Mm. So then Clay sees that. He gets offered 2 for $48, and he's saying, you got to be kidding me.
Wow.
And now he's in Dallas.
The rest is history.
So fascinating, fascinating stuff. And I do think it's interesting that both those guys wanted to get paid after their championship. I guess we should have thought that was a possibility, but I didn't realize it at that point because they both had years left on their deal.
What if I tell you, Evan and Spadoni, and the listeners on this Wednesday before 4th of July, here I go. I feel like a True Detective, Woody Harrelson, Steiny. What if I told you now that talk that Steph Curry had before Game 7, who I thought it was just directed at Poole and Kuminga, might have been to the vets too?
Maybe.
Like, put your stuff aside. This is about us.
Yep. Maybe. 888-957-9570. We can talk about that because there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot to talk about. Let's start out with...
We also have, Stiney, as you know, a new era to usher in at 12 o'clock.
Thank you.
Yeah, baby!
That's going to be fun.
Evan, you want to tell him?
Go ahead, Evan.
Yeah. Why? You guys are going to talk to him.
Okay, at noon...
This is big, man.
We're gonna be joined at noon. We're gonna talk basketball all day. But at noon, we are going to switch gears.
Who we got?
We got Macklin Celebrini, the number one pick of the San Jose Sharks.
Skrr!
18 years old.
Skrr!
Father is Rick Celebrini, who is the head of strength and conditioning for the Warriors. 18 years old.
Damn!
Going to be the face of the San Jose Sharks.
Maybe the Bay!
Maybe. But looking forward to talking to
the this is big.
To the kid.
So I'm going to ask the kid, can you do us a solid?
Oh.
We'll butter him up. You're listening to Steiny and Guru. This is Macklin Celebrini. We got to get that because we'll be the first.
I'm not going to ask him.
Oh,
that.
I'll do. I got us covered.
Just don't do what you did to Pods.
Oh yeah, you. You couldn't get in the military with that haircut.
He couldn't.
But the way you said it, Pods.
Yeah, and look what happened. Pods and I are tight.
Like, you haven't seen them since.
Like two peas in a pod.
Oh,
yeah.
Woo! I'm going to
yes,
give you a
sir.
Four. Are you not? Supposed to be 108, and you got...
No. This is
I'm worried about you.
This is a truism of days like this. This is how you get sick. You go from 100 degrees to 60 in this air conditioning. And I knew it. And you know what? I'm not warm right now.
All right, baby. Your tanks are cooking, though.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of heat, there is there's a super chat from Ion that we got to clean up. $20.
Oh, boy. He balling.
Sun's out, guns out, boo.
Stiney. Why would you pay 20 for that?
Hey, he felt it. I'll tell
Good
you what.
You.
I'll
we
get
really
you a rebound, Evan. I'll get you a rebound. Ask Vontae. I'm going to get you some boards.
All right. Can we get to a call?
Let's do it.
All right. We're going to start with Will in Pleasanton. Oh, boy. It's almost at the end of the... Wow. I felt like we were 9 minutes into the show. We almost have to take a break. What's up, Will?
I'm out. What's up, guys? Hey. How are you?
Hey.
Oh, dynamite.
Good. Well, I understand why Clay would be upset for all the reasons you would say, but I'd also say that if you're a true professional, and I would have thought better of Clay, that last year he seemed to not want to be there. I mean, you look at his last game there, 0 for 10. You look at the reports, he was pouting behind the scenes. And yeah, maybe when he invited down to play golf, it was like an olive branch. Like, hey, Clay, like let's show me, let's talk, let's chat. And Clay, maybe Clay went down there and didn't let him, didn't give him a single gimme, made him put everything out.
Oh, boy.
Kind of being standoffish. And then doesn't Steph didn't even go to bat for him. Okay, we're supposed to believe the reports that Clay asked him not to. If Steph wanted him there, Steph would have not listened to him, and he would have gone and said, guys, get it done. I get a feeling that it was just time for them all to part ways, and nobody's really at fault.
I'm with you. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks.
Stay cool.
I blew it at the end.
Cut him off. Yeah.
No, I agree. It just happened. It was time. No doubt about it. Here's what we were discussing yesterday, and we can discuss this on the other side, is we were talking to the three of us, Goo, myself, and Evan, and the boss, and we were discussing if Klay Thompson told Steph, you don't have to, don't go in there and use your influence. Should Steph have done it anyway?
Yes, I would do that for you.
I wouldn't.
But that's how I get out.
I would break your confidence, and I would do something you've specifically asked me not to do.
See, you're not telling my business, you're riding for me. I'm telling you not to do it, but nothing but good could come of it, even if it stays status quo, Stoney. That's not called breaking the code. That's me riding for my guy. I don't want us to ever be apart.
I think the reason he told Steph not to do it was because by that point, he wasn't coming back anyway, and he knew it.
Wow.
And he felt like, Steph, you don't even have to try.
Wow.
I'm in my mind, I'm already in Dallas.
Yeah. Damn.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. A lot to get into today. Should Steph Curry have eschewed Klay Thompson's request and just gone to Lacob and said, hey,
what's going on?
Let's get this guy signed. And would Lacob have even done it? I don't know. I don't necessarily think Steph goes, hey, let's get Klay back here. That Lacob goes, yes, sir. I don't know. I don't know what the relationship is. 888-957-9570. The Warriors Offseason Summit. It's coming up on Monday, July 8th, and it's on the rooftop terrace of Fremont Bank's state-of-the-art new headquarters. It starts at 2 o'clock with Willard and Dibbs, and the rest of the crew joins at 4 o'clock, so from 4 to 6. We'd love to see you out there at the state-of-the-art Fremont Bank building in Fremont. Go to 957thegame.com to reserve your spot today.
Gar! So I'm asking the great Rich Mitchum.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 957 The Game.
Yeah! We're letting it all hang out today, baby.
Well, you are.
Well, real quick here, I got to tell you and Evan, you don't know this. Oh. Normally when you get to my age, you go through a midlife crisis and you get a red sports car or something, to try to stay young. Your boy's thinking about a tattoo. My neighbor, Smoke, he's a rapper, Stoney Smoke, he's awesome. But he does ink.
What would you get?
Merit ink. It's going to be the Warrior logo of this, what they have on, right behind you with the bridge. I'm thinking about it. I'm feeling good about my body. Just go slap one.
That's pathetic. Well,
that's what?
You're a grown man.
Shout out Merit Inc. What?
Grow up.
Put one on the bicep, Steiny. Wow.
Do whatever you want. It's a free country.
But the way you
seriously, go ahead. Get a Warriors logo.
No, but it's up the bay, the bridge.
What about a Sharks logo?
Yeah, Mac Lizzalabrini at 12, Steiny. Who's his favorite dub? Duh, come on, it's got to be. Well, Draymond went to go watch him play,
allegedly.
I don't know what
you can believe that comes out of Draymond's
mouth. You talking to me?
Hey, Draymond, settle down.
Yeah, Dray.
Settle down.
You got paid, Dray.
We are talking about Klay Thompson's departure and some details that have come to light that are very interesting. The Warriors never offered Klay Thompson a contract after the 2-for-48. Klay Thompson gave the Warriors a couple proposals, four as a matter of fact, and the Warriors just didn't get back to him or said, you got to hold on, we got other stuff to do first. Then,
this is crazy.
Then just, I don't know, this to me just registers as weird. Joe Lacob invited Klay Thompson down to L.A. to play golf in May. and they played golf, and Klay Thompson's future or his contract situation never was discussed. They didn't talk about it. Okay.
And I fault both parties. Where we are. I fault both gentlemen.
Yeah, I don't know. I fault
How Lacob. Would you feel if you were Klay?
Lacob invited Klay. He invited Klay to play golf.
Yeah.
I put most of the blame for that on Lacob because, it kind of isn't Klay's job to lobby for himself. I mean, I know he probably thought about it. He probably was down there. I can't believe we're not going to talk about it.
But to this point, tell me if I'm off the mark here.
I bet you he thought, you know what, there's nothing to talk about if the owner's not going to bring it up.
But then you have closure and say, you know what, Klay, we had a great run. We can't offer you this contract.
He didn't.
But that's respect. Saying it's not going to happen, about it is 10 times worse than me.
Well, keep in mind, he did invite him to the Riviera Country Club. That is respect. Hey, anybody want to show me respect like that, I'll take it.
I might have teared up on the way home in the car if I was Klay. Like, that didn't just happen.
Yeah. Well, Pete's in San Ramon. Hey, Pete, how you doing?
Petey. Hey, doing great, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
So, I was reminiscing of what I think this all started. Shout out Game of Thrones guru. Winter is coming.
That is a and four.
That was at the parade watching Wiggins and Poole dancing and singing, "We're going to get our bags."
Money time.
That was at the parade for the championship.
Yep.
And then after that, they got their damn bags. And then after that, you got the Michigan versus Michigan State crime.
Mm.
And it all gone downhill from there.
Wow. That was well put.
Thanks,
man.
Pete.
I don't fault Wiggins for that when we're going to get our bag. I don't fault him at all. That was euphoria. That was one of the greatest days of their basketball careers, and they got the bag. But I just don't want to be around people or work with, you know, every time something good happens to you and you share, what about me? That's what I don't like about the Klay and Dre thing in this. It wasn't your time.
Well, I mean, why didn't Wiggins and Poole shout out, back to back? Why was it money time? We're going to win it again.
Oh.
Money time!
And, you know, see, here's the other thing. Yeah. Why were they shouting money time?
Because
when Wiggins didn't even have to be extended, they must have known it was definitely going to happen. And my question is, well, why? You didn't have to. Why? How did they even know?
But they were coming off of, you got to, Steiny, emotion is high. And it's good emotion. You just won.
Yeah. But,
and they benefited from it.
Yeah. Well.
But to think you had two guys, two OGs in the back, like, what the F? What about me?
Yeah. I think we got three mistakes here that piled up. And
so now you're calling I'm just asking, Wiggins and Poole, you're calling those mistakes? Because at the time, we all understood it.
Well, how do they look now? They're not.
Well, you tell me how they look. I still don't think Draymond nor Klay was right for this to get. It doesn't make them look right. It makes them look selfish.
I agree, but I'm not, like, all I'm saying is they signed Jordan Poole. He was a big part of the team when they won a championship.
Yeah, up and coming.
They traded him, and they have nothing for him right now. Zero.
No, that's an F.
They acquired Andrew Wiggins.
Hadn't been the
same. He was an enigma. He put together some. That's the other thing. That's the other thing I think's here. You know, Wiggins put together a nice stretch of ball. Boom. Rewarded.
Yeah.
And clearly those two signings led to some tough feelings for Klay and Draymond.
And a right hook.
Yep. And a right hook. But then they signed Draymond for 4 more years. And now they move on without Klay Thompson.
What'd you think of, just real quick here, slow-mo?
I like
Kyle
him.
Anderson. I like Kyle
Anderson. I absolutely believe that, okay, we got to, who'd we get here? We got Anderson.
Melton.
We've got Melton. We've got Heald, possibly. This team could be better than last year. This team could be better than last year. I think it's possible for sure. Here's the only question I have now looking at the roster.
Got a log jam at guard.
Exactly. And at the end of last season, Kerr was asked about Moody, and the question was about, you know, do you feel like you gotta try to see what you can get out of Moody next year and give him a little more of an opportunity? And Kerr said, I think that's a fair statement. Okay, well then why did they go out and get three guards?
Maybe something else is imminent, Stani. I believe that. Curry, I believe they're trying to do something.
They got Curry, Melton, Pajemski, Moody, and likely Heald.
And Gary Payton II.
And Gary Payton II.
And Lindy Waters.
Wow. And Post.
Misty Waters coming. The way we were. You ever heard that song? Barbra Streisand. Beautiful song. Beautiful, beautiful song. Let's go to Scotty. Scotty's in Marin. What's up, Scott? How you doing, man?
Home of Dibs.
Hey, good. How you guys? How you fellas doing, man? Hey, yeah. You know, I've been listening to all this Clay talk for days now, and I got to be honest. Yeah. Clay played himself off the roster. I mean, let's be honest about the whole thing. I mean, he couldn't accept the fact that he had to take a lesser role because his skills, that's what his skills warranted. I mean, Joe Lacob's no dummy. You know, I mean, and when it's all said and done, when the statues go up, when they retire the jerseys, it'll all be kumbaya. But this was a basketball decision. It's a no-brainer. It really was. And you know, you talk about Wiggins' deal at the time. Wiggins took a pay. At the time, everybody said, "Well, wow, that's a." Great deal for the Warriors. He took less money.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Stay. So, but anyway, so the bottom line to me is they're going to be a better team with Clay not on the roster, considering the attitude that he had and the opportunities that Moody's going to get, Kuminga gets, Pods gets. And, believe me, I think Draymond knows this. Steph knows this. I mean, it's not an easy thing to do, but I mean, it's pretty obvious, you know, strictly from the team standpoint, they're going to be better off. And that's the bottom line. So, I love Clay. I love Clay. No doubt about it.
I was just going to say, it doesn't sound like, because when you say,
it does.
I know, I'm not saying he's wrong. He's cutthroat. But when you talk about it's just basketball, it's more because Clay means so much to the Bay and to Warrior fans, man.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. Here's one I was thinking about. And it tells me something about Wiggins. Now, follow me here, Goo.
Shout out Twitter.
So, Andrew Wiggins, okay, wins a ring with the Warriors.
Yeah.
And people are saying he was their second best player.
He was.
A great two-way performance. However, if you want to say he had a great year, fine. If you want to say he had a great half year, fine, whatever. But he was really good. And they won a title. Okay. Why would you take a discount after you proved you were a vital part of the team? Like, that's, if you really think about it, Wiggins had one more year left. If he puts together another year like that, then we are talking about $35 or $40 million for Wiggins. There's no doubt about it. If he could have put another year together, then he goes into free agency, and now he's going to make big, big money. But he didn't. He took a long-term deal at what everybody said was a team-friendly deal. Like, why?
Because he's the winner
in all
this.
Because he's not a killer.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's why.
And if you look at his earnings in Minnesota, Steiny, your boy's paid.
Yeah.
And he thought he was in basketball paradise to where, you know what, I got a role. I'm not the one. I can be the two-way, whatnot. So you talk about an enigma on the court and the motor. You know, he's not a killer off the court when he could have put them in a chokehold. He didn't do it. And Steiny,
we could have put him in a chokehold by having another great year.
But when in society do we?
Clay just did it. Clay just did it. It's called betting on yourself.
Yeah.
And Wiggins wanted no part of it. None.
But he got the security in regard to the
years.
And
how did that work out? How did it work out?
Well, we would have. Oh, for the Warriors
he's been
in this game.
Some ambulance.
Yeah. But as far as
2 years,
you know what, Stoney, you got me. I'm trying to defend him. I can't, because now I would think, well, the mentals are good. You're good, bud. Yeah. Well, and you didn't bring that back on the court because we're still searching for you.
Well, let's just tell it like it is. It was a contract year for him. He treated it like a contract year, got his contract, and went back to being Wiggins. Mm. But we don't like to hear that about our hometown team, but that's certainly what it looks like.
No, we lived it.
Right. Okay. We lived it. But
and we're still living it.
And we're going to live it.
Well, not unless something happened over the weekend.
What do you mean?
Marketing. And these moves.
Let me tell you something.
I'm holding out.
I'm calling this right now.
Oh,
I'm calling this right now. If the Warriors acquire Markkanen, oh my God, are they going to give up a lot? That's what I believe.
Danny Ainge.
And here's why I don't think it's happening. Because I'm, like I said, I got the sense yesterday from talking to some people, the Warriors, they are not enthusiastic about moving future first rounders.
Because
they know it's too dangerous. That's the one thing that I've been steadfast on. I would not be giving up first round picks down the line. I just wouldn't.
All the dreamers about marketing, you're kind of saying, hey, wake up a little bit.
Well, I'm saying if they end up getting Markkanen and they have to include a couple first round picks. All I know is they did it reluctantly because it doesn't sound like they want to do that.
Yeah.
Dennis in San Francisco. What's up, Dennis? How you doing, man?
Good. How you guys doing today?
Hey.
Doing well.
Hey, Markkanen can't stay on the court. I don't know why they'd want him.
Well, that's true.
Maybe Clay got tired of. Maybe Clay got tired of. This is Steph's championship window. I mean, what if Steph took a pay cut? You know what I mean? We can't construct the roster because he's making so much money. And Clay got scapegoated for everything that went wrong with the Warriors. Mm-hmm. He got tired of that, you know? I mean, nobody says anything about Curry when he dribbles the ball out of bounds during the end of a half or the end of the game. He's being double-teamed. He won't give up the ball. Nobody talks about his faults, you know? And I got tired, you know? But I agree with you, Stani, about Clay is a powder. We saw it all throughout his career. You know, whenever he was shooting bad, the shoulders would slump. He'd go into a funk. And now the ultimate pout is that you don't respect me. So now I'm leaving, and I'm leaving for money that the Warriors probably would have given me. Mm-hmm. You know, and so I mean, we don't owe these guys anything. They're millionaires, for God's sakes. If we owe anybody anything, it's Joe Lacob for building this thing. Look at the shape that this organization was in before Lacob was here. It was horrible.
Yep.
And Lacob built this thing. And now we're saying we owe Steph Curry, we owe Klay Thompson. We don't owe anybody anything. These guys will have more money than we ever even dream of. You know, I mean, I get tired of all this stuff about babying these guys, these multimillionaires.
Appreciate it, Dennis.
Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I mean, what I believe is that was passion. Joe Lacob owns the team. Like, and I agree. He doesn't know anybody anything. Here's the other thing. Like, you want to get into semantics. Did Joe Lacob really build the Warriors? Steph was here.
Nah.
Steph Curry was here.
He paid for it to keep going. How about that?
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
But Steph was here before Lacob.
The one part about the Ramona Shelbourne piece, Donnie, that really, again, to his point, I got my own problems. But the fact that Clay's camp went to the Warriors and said, we'll take 2 for $20 to get it done.
2 for $40
2 for $40, yeah, $20 a year. My God, Donnie, that's when you had to know, man, it's a wrap.
Yep. I think they both knew all year. And I think that definitely affected Clay's play.
He shot 39% from three.
It kind of is coming into focus about what's been going on with this team and its players. Let's go to Leroy's in Oakland.
Our guy.
Hey, Leroy, how you doing, man?
Happy holiday, buddy.
Hey, happy holiday. What's up, Steiny? What's up, Goo?
Hey, hey.
Man, y'all know where I'm at, man. I, as a Warrior fan, I know we got to kind of go through this.
the Warriors don't want to realize it, but we're kind of in a rebuild slash let's see if we can make some noise and be better than last season. So I'm just like, man, you know, I was like with the Wiseman pick, I wanted LaMelo Ball. That didn't happen. It's like with Clay, you know, it's like the injuries, man, and I understand what's going on with the Warriors. You know, you had to move on, but I think Clay should have stayed. And I think he let his feelings get in the way. And I think he went to a worse situation. I don't think Dallas is still going to do anything because now all you got is shooters. I think Paul George went to a great situation where, you know, you build a big three where you got Embiid, you got Maxey at the guard, and then you got Paul George. Those are different positions, so they're not going to get in each other's way. Where you look at Clay and Kyrie and how they use Doncic, it's almost at the same position. They're all guards. So I think Dallas got to do more. But this is the question I want to ask you guys. Do you think that Curry, Draymond Green, and Kuminga can be a formidable big three? What do you think?
Oh, boy, formidable. You know me in words.
We're 0-for-1, Leroy. They didn't make the playoffs together last year. Draymond wasn't. But they didn't make it, Stoney. I'm turning into you.
Formidable. It's
they
a good
didn't
question.
Make the playoffs.
It's a good. Well, he means moving forward.
Yeah,
next
but
year.
Moving forward, you came last year. Still here. We did not make. I'm saying we did not qualify. But you might feel different. And I wanted to ask Leroy, I couldn't catch him, Steiny. Do you expect Kuminga to get paid this summer?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean,
they would be betting on the come, right? For him to grow into.
I mean,
because that dollar's boy.
All the way I feel is if you're transitioning. And it looks like they are. They paid Poole. They paid Wiggins. They paid Draymond. And now they're not paying Clay. And money's a factor. Second apron. Got to get under it. I think there's a chance they won't pay Kuminga this offseason. I mean, if they follow kind of the avenue they're starting to go down, then my question would be, why not let Kuminga play another year? He'll still be restricted. You'll be able to match any offer, or you can just re-sign him at the number you like, and the argument's going to be, well, if he has a great year, you have to pay him more next year. So what? If he has a great year, that's great. Mm. Anyway, that's...
A lot of people agree. Drew Down, a lot of Brand, everybody agreeing. A lot of people agreeing with you on YouTube about he will not get paid.
And I like Kuminga, but you know what? Let's do it one more year.
Mm.
Let's do it. But I, you know what? I understand why he will want to get paid and thinks he should get paid. Tony in Oakland. What's up, Tony? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. How about y'all?
Talk to us,
okay, sir. So look, a couple weeks ago, you guys played a quote from Draymond Green discussing Klay Thompson scrubbing his account. You thought it was hilarious.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, but it's like, what type of friend are you to, you know, go down that road about you and your business at your contract. Man. They done been through a whole lot. And I'm just wondering, like, Draymond's character as far as being a friend is like, and then, not to mention, he the same dude that threatened to kill Steve Kerr. And bet your bottom dollar, had he had an opportunity to fight him, he would have. So it's like, I think the whole organization is like scared of dude or something. I don't know. I could be tripping, but damn. And then as far as, friends, don't do that, man.
Wow.
That's all I got. All
right. You preach it to the choir, Steiny. Go ahead, man.
Whether he likes it or not, I mean, Draymond Green now has a bigger spotlight on him, I think. I really do. Because now it's just him and Curry. So his play has to stay at a high level for this team to be...
How about
any
his
good.
Availability? Well, his play, just his availability.
We'll see. I don't know. That's iffy.
He was almost a Grizzly.
That's if.
You didn't hear that? Steiny, boy, that blew me away. Dude, Memphis, he called Curry, called Clay, said he was out.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on.
Imagine that. Life without Day.
There you go. Draymond Green. When was this? Yesterday? He did a podcast yesterday? Yeah. Oh, he did one the day before, too? And the day before that? Oh, okay. So this is one of the recent. I'm just kidding. Here you go.
He called me on the phone. She's like, stop. And she's like, I'm about to cry. And she said it reminded her of last year. So last year during free agency, I called Clay and I called Steph, separate calls, and Steve. And I was just telling them, like, yo, I'm leaving. I'm going to Memphis. And I remember that call with them. So I was going to leave. And she said it, we were in Paris. And she's like, it's reminding me of when we were in Paris and you was calling them. Like, she was just sitting there crying. And obviously, we got it figured out. Shout out to the Lakers and Mike Dunleavy, his first free agency. They got it. We got it done.
Oh, my goodness.
Why would you wait till Clay leaves and we're dealing with the pain of your teammate, your buddy, one of the three Musketeers leave for you to insert your...
Yes? Continue.
No, just...
No, you
read
have
the
to.
Room. Sometimes you got to read the damn room, man. It's not about your story now, bud.
But it's Draymond Green. And all things
this.
Draymond
I know we're
Green.
Up against it. I'm going to say this.
Sure.
I couldn't be a teammate of Dre's, but I got to give him this credit. He does something to that organization to where, and that caller that just called, I echo his sentiments down, he must do something to where we don't see, and that's why they reward him at every turn.
You've heard the old phrase.
What is it?
They made a deal with the devil.
Well,
made a deal with the devil. They had to do it, but
ain't no hot sauce in the bottle.
Is it coming back to haunt him? The Draymond
make the playoffs. How'd that go year one?
Is the Draymond Green contract? How does that look right now? How
year
do they
one,
all
you
look?
Didn't make the offs.
What's coming up on the game? We've got Macklin Celebrini, the number one overall selection by the San Jose Sharks, and he played at Boston College last year. He'll come courtesy of the River Islands guest line. All guests now on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop, 888-957-9570. What do you think about all the details that are coming out about Clay's departure? And we can start moving forward if you want.
No.
Talk about Kyle Anderson, DeAnthony Melton, possibly Buddy Hield. 888-957-9570.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.